Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 9th. I cannot believe we are in October. It's already the 9th. I'm looking forward to a long weekend, Lord willing, when the kids have a couple of days off of school. But I'm excited as well about this reading plan and the fact that we are partnering with the student ministry and the students are reading in their new Bibles these sections of scripture, and we too are partnering alongside to read about what it means to become a Christian. So yesterday we read in Romans 5 that we can have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ, and today we're going to reiterate the fact that salvation is not available by obeying the law, but it's through faith in Jesus. This passage is going to sound pretty familiar. If you've been at Mount Brook Baptist on Sunday mornings, we are going through the book of Galatians, and Wayne is doing a wonderful job teaching us about God's grace and the gift that we have in Jesus. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 1 through 14 and then skip down to a few verses at the end of this chapter. The title in my Bible, the New International Version, says this: Faith or Works of the Law. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law, or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse. As it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says, the person who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. And then down to verse 23. I love this part. Before the coming of faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I thought today we might go back to some alphabet work. Remember months and years back, we would go through the alphabet and just pray the attributes of God. So I have gotten out my lists and I want you to think maybe about a couple of attributes of God for the letter A. Can you think of any? Abba, Father, Almighty God, Alpha and Omega. Okay, what about B? This is fun, right? The bright and morning star. Jesus is our brother, the bread of life. C, counselor, comforter, creator. Okay, let's go down to the end of the alphabet. W, he's the way maker, wonderful counselor, and worthy of worship. X, we have to get kind of creative with, right? He is excellent and exalted. And then Y, Yahweh, he is the forever God, yesterday and today and tomorrow. And then Z, he is zealous. He is Zion's righteous king. Let's see if I can find another one. He is, I don't know. You have any more Z words? Anybody? Let me know if you can think of an attribute of God that starts with the letter Z. I know this is a cheesy exercise, but the intent of it is to help us remember for every need that we have, there is a corresponding attribute of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we do thank you that you are our Abba, that we can cry out to you as a child cries out to her physical earthly dad. We thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. We thank you that you bear our burdens, that you are the bread of life, that you counsel us, that you are our comforter and our creator. We thank you, Lord, that you make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. We thank you, Lord, that you are worthy of worship. Think about that song, Is He Worthy? He is worthy to open the seals on the scroll. You are excellent and exalted, and we praise your name together. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can trust you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the Zion's righteous king, and you sit enthroned above the heavens. And yet you allow us as your children to enter into your throne room. And so on behalf of my brothers and sisters right now, we lift our hearts to you. We ask for physical healing for those in need. We ask for provision of financial means or jobs for those who are jobless. We ask, Lord, for salvation in the lives of our loved ones. And we ask for your spirit to do a work in them and in us, continuing to woo us back to yourself, helping us to become dependent more and more upon you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.